How will inflation affect my kids?
Google products are designed to prioritize quality information, so you can find news you can trust. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
So one of the stories we're talking about this morning, as you heard from Jess Kieran Cooner, is the CNE is getting ready to open for the first time in 2 years. And now we've learned, owing to a strike, 170 safety inspectors walked off the job on the 21st of July. The safety inspectors who will be doing the work at the CNE will not be the ones who are members of the union, but they are contracting out. The CNE said they're hiring third-party safety engineers, and they expect they're going to be just fine. Corey Knipe is a fuel inspector for the organization TSSA and chair of the inspectors' negotiating committee. So he's part of the union collection of workers under this umbrella, and he joins us now. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, John.
All right. Should people be afraid of the CNE?
I think as a general, the CNE does try their best to ensure that everything is safe. However, the inspectors that do the CNE, we see things that your average person that does the inspections within the CNE itself, they don't see that. So we apply the knowledge that we find out in the general public in other accidents that do happen to almost every inspection that we do.
Okay. First of all, give us a picture of the kind of things that you're inspecting at the CNE.
We would be inspecting all of the rides. Rides are looked at because they are moved from one province to the next. Now, they may be inspected in another province like Saskatchewan or in Alberta. Then they're loaded onto trucks into compact areas, and then they're transported over here. Now, the roads in Ontario are not perfectly smooth, so therefore there's the possibility of things coming apart, things coming loose, and all sorts like that. We also look after the natural gas and the propane that's on the property as well, too, when the CNE goes on, such as the food buildings, all through the midway and all the food truck area.
Okay, so I think it's it's critically important that we put everything in the right frame here or see it through the right lens, because I don't want to terrify people. There's parents listening right now who want to send their kids off to the CNE. So help me out for a second. The Technical Standards and Safety Authority is the organization responsible for inspections, not just for the CNE, but across the province. So if other members who are not members of your union, but other people who are inspectors, do the inspection at the CNE, are we necessarily getting a substandard inspection?
I believe that some of the inspectors that are doing the inspections are going to be supervisors. Some of them haven't been out in the inspection part of it for quite some time. We also have, from what we believe, is some inspectors that have been hired by TSSA, which may not have the same viewpoint as what the actual inspectors that are off right now with Local 546. We have concerns that things will not be totally covered off. However, as I said, the CNE does take quite a few precautions to ensure that things are safe. We're basically the oversight to cross the T's, dot the I's, and make sure that families that go in with a smile come out with a smile.
Okay. Let me ask you quite frankly, are you not fear-mongering here?
No, sir. We do see things that have happened down in previous inspections that are done prior to everybody going in there. The inspections that we find, we want to make sure that everything's taken care of before the CNE opens. That way, when everybody goes in, they're not going to have anything to worry about. On top of that, we have inspectors that are going through the CNE while it's going on for its entire time, which is also another great benefit to the CNE to ensure that nothing does go wrong. And they've actually had a pretty good track record working with us. And I believe that there was a recent interview with the CEO of the CNE that he actually says that he works hand in hand with us, and it's worked out quite well.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Corey Knipe is the head of the union that represents a portion of the workers. I'm being very careful here because I think it's important we have an accurate picture of how this all works. For the Technical Standards and Safety Authority, a spokesperson for that group, which is shortened to TSSA, is Alexandra Campbell, who joins us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What do you make of what Corey Knipp just said?
I think you called it. It's really unfortunate that, they're trying to scare people, because we have all of the required inspections taking place at the X. You know, they're saying some things, out there on social media that just simply aren't true. And it's, trying to draw attention to their strike.
I mean, aside from the fact that they're represented by a union, is there any difference between an inspector in the union or outside of the union?
I would say one of the differences, a couple of the supervisors that are doing inspections actually have a higher level of qualification than most of the amusement ride inspectors that are on strike. And so, there are a lot of layers of safety for the X and for all of the devices that we regulate in Ontario. And we have contingency plans in place to make sure that we are delivering on our safety mandate. And, happy to talk more about what goes on at the X specifically around safety.
Well, I mean, one of the issues here would have to be, and I could sort of hear that in how Corey Knipp chose his words, I mean, all of these people are actually equals and colleagues and have the same education and have the same, they're doing the same job. So for the people in the union to suggest that the people who replace them are not going to be as capable is kind of a bit much.
Yeah, we have very capable, highly qualified, trained individuals with the right levels of certification out there doing inspections, most of them with decades of experience. And what we're doing as well with our inspections is we're making sure everybody's following the safety rules. So there's pretty strict safety rules in Ontario, and owners have a responsibility to do daily safety checks on the rides, for example. They're required to hire certified amusement device mechanics. They do daily safety checks on the rides. All of those rides have to have had an engineering review approved by us at the TSSA. All operators have to have a TSSA license, and we also annually inspect all of the rides. So there's quite a few layers there around safety. And then the CNE goes above and beyond all of the requirements, and they hire an additional third-party safety engineering firm to also go around and make sure everything's safe.
Okay.
So you can see there's a lot of checks, and all of this work is being done by very highly qualified individuals.
Okay, one last question for you. This strike began on the 21st of July. Does that mean that Canada's Wonderland has already been following this different protocol?
That's right. So the rides have to have the inspection before, they operate for the season. So Wonderland was inspected before they opened for the season. In fact, a lot of amusement rides are inspected earlier in the spring. Just the timing of the X means some of that's happening now.
Thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Alexandra Campbell. She is a spokesperson for this organization that up until this morning I had never heard of.
How will inflation affect my kids?
What are the best road trips this summer? What's the latest on the cost of living? Google helps you find the facts. Our products are designed to prioritize quality information, so you can find news you can trust. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/newsincanada.